Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamah's daf Hey, a good tevach. An exciting week, hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, with Purim coming up on Thursday for most of you and Friday for us in Yerushalayim. We're about halfway down on Dalim base here, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It's about, literally almost halfway, a little bit past the halfway mark. If you remember yesterday, we've been trying to figure out where do we know the concept of Ase Docha Lo Sase, that if you have a mitzvah that you have to do, a performative mitzvah, a mitzvah sase, that will override a mitzvah lo sase, that will override an iser, right, if you're faced with one action that will accomplish both things, right? Like, for example, we'll quote about it a little bit later, if you have a mitzvah to do a bris milah, but it's on Shabbos, right? Or, in the case we're dealing with currently, right, you have a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. Tzitzis, as we pointed out, tzitzis is wool. Tchelis is wool. But if you have a linen beged, so that's shatnez, that's beged, that's tzemer upishtim, right? That's wool and linen, and that's going to be shatnez. So what do you do? So you have a mitzvah of tzitzis that overrides the iser of shatnez. That's where we're holding right now. And we had done, the last thing we had done, we had just pointed out that we learned this because the pasuk says tzemer upishtim, and that is extra, that because we know that every beged, according to the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's base matters taught that every time the Torah says beged, that means, right, tzemer upishtim. That means wool or linens. When the Torah said tzemer upishtim, right, so that was extra. So we could learn that there's a concept of ase docha lo sase. So now we're here at Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to go a little further here. And again, originally our question was, how do you know, if you remember our Friday Mishnah, how do you know that the mitzvah of Yibum overrides the iser of Achos Isha? Normally, a person's not allowed to marry his wife's sister. But we know that the mitzvah of Yibum tells us that he should. Well, our Mishnah said that, in fact, Yibum does not apply in that scenario. And we learned that from a drasha. The pasuk said, Aleha, right? Implying that the default, meaning we needed a drasha to teach me that in the case of a wife, sister, or any of the ervas that we talked about, that Yibum does not apply. Why do you need to teach me that? Right? From the pasuk of Aleha, right? That seems to imply that had we not had the Gzeres Shavah, had the pasuk of Aleha, that we would have done Yibum in that place because of Ase Docha Lo Sase. How do you know that that's true? How do you know that that's the default position, that a mitzvah Ase overrides the mitzvah Lo Sase? So we started with that, we got onto this, we're here by Shatnez. Again, we're talking about regular Lavim. We'll talk about Lavim, Isurim, that have Kares prohibitions attach them later today. But right now, we're still in regular lavim. So again, the last thing we said was that according to Tanabe Rabbi Shmuel, beged is tzemer upishtim. Therefore, you have the when the pasuk says tzemer upishtim, that's extra because we know that every beged is tzemer upishtim. So therefore, we can learn the concept of ase dochalosase from the fact that you have tzitzis next to the iser of shatnez in the pasuk. Okay, v'tana debei Rabbi Shmuel. Now we learned it again. V'tana debei Rabbi Shmuel. Time of the cause of Rachmana tzemer upishtim. And again, the whole reason that you can learn this because the pasuk said, right, as we pointed out, that extra word, those extra words, tzemer upishtim. Halav achi. Right. If you didn't have that though, kilayim b'tzitzis havamina das Rachmana. Would you really have thought, right, that you're going to have an iser of kilayim by tzitzis? V'aksil the pasuk says v'asuli tzitzis al kanfei bidehem. Right, again, you make tzitzis, right? V'tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, kol begadim tzemer upishtim him. Again, it was the pasuk say, it says, al kanfei bigdehem, on the corners of the begadim. Right, and again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, right, a beged is tzemer upishtim, v'am rachmana, avile tcheles. And the Torah says, mik tcheles u tcheles amrehu, and tcheles is wool. So clearly, if the pasuk says, asu lachem tzitzis, al kanfei bigdehem, right, if you make tzitzis on your begadim, and begadim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is either wool or linen, right, and tcheles as well, so obviously, right, you're going to have tzitzis overriding shatnez. What do you need the pasuk? Right, you don't have to learn it from our pasuk of tzemer upishtim yachdav. You can learn it from the pasuk of v'aslam tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem. And by the way, so how do you know, by the way, just that tcheles, again, I just said it, but how do you know, says the Gemara, that tcheles is wool? Because we know that the big day kahuna, excuse me, wore shatnez. And the pasuk says that one of the other things that the big day kuno was made out of was sheish, was linen. One of it was linen, was blue. No, tcheles is blue. Not sure what color of sheish was. Okay, but it was made out of linen. Right, so, I mean, the sheish kisna tcheles amrehu. It must be that tcheles, again, if it's made out of sheish, right? Pasuk nitzava tcheles vargaman tolas shani sheish v'izim. So that's all those things made of big day kuno. So So, and we know that there are kilayim. So, if you tell me that the sheish is linen, so that tchilas must be amra. So again, so what do you need this pasuk, this asher pasuk of beged of tzemer pishlam yachdav? So the Gemara says it's true. Sachut ad chamina. No, so you need that extra pasuk because you might have thought, right? Sachut ad chamina kider rava. You might have thought to learn like rava. The rava ramiksif because rava pointed out a stirim sukim and he has a shita that we're going to try that we reject through this pasuk. Pasuk says hakanaf, right? So tchelas min kanaf. So that says Rava. Right? Again, it seems to imply that the tzitzis should be min kanaf, the same type of material as the corner, meaning that the tzitzis should be the same type of material as the clothing that it's on. Uksiv tzemer upishtim, and then the pasuk says, right? Our pasuk says wool and linen. So okay, so how does that work? Tzemer upishtim pochim bein b'mina bein shelo b'mina. If the tzitzis is either wool or linen, that works regardless of what the beged is made out of. But shar minim, b'minim pochim, shalom b'minon, enim pochim. But any other type of tzitzis, right, that will work if it's the same material as the clothing. But if it's not, so then it's no good. So that's what we needed to teach me when it says tzemer pishtim yachtov, right? Now, if the Torah had not said tzemer pishtim, right, we would not have learned that. So the Gemara says, but v'atanu b'rishma, let's lay the rabba. What do you mean? They don't hold like Rava. Right? Rava, that's just, again, our Tana doesn't hold like that. Right? That again, that begadim, again, we're going to hold that a begadim that if it's not tzemer pishtim, you don't need tzitzis whatsoever. If you have a mesh garment, if you have a whatever garment, you're not going to need tzitzis necessarily. So, meaning, what you're telling me to learn against Rava Shita, well, they don't hold like Rava Shita. But you don't need that. Meaning, no one's going to make a mistake that you might have thought you can put, spandex tzitzis on a spandex beged. No, we don't hold it. You don't need tzitzis on a spandex beged. Someone says, no, it's true. No, you might have think. Therefore, we still need the pasuk of tzemer pishtim because that you might have thought that Rava's diak goes a different way, that learns out a different halacha that we do agree with. Right? Hakanaf min kanaf, again, the same drasha, that the pasuk says hakanaf, and therefore, if you have tzitzis, that has to be, seems to imply that tzitzis has to be the same the material on the beged. The Torah seems to be saying that avilei tzemer upishtim, right? Upishtim the pishtim. Tzemer the tzemer, upishtim the pishtim. Right? You should make wool on if the beged is wool. Your tzitzis should be wool, and if the beged is pishtim, if it is linen, so then the tzitzis should be linen. V'chayavida tzemer the tzemer tzavei. And if you make wool, then you dye it tcheles. But tzemer the pishtim, upishtim the tzemer lo. But if it's not wool on a wool beged, then you don't need tcheles. So kasar rachmana tzemer upishtim. So therefore, the Torah says that tzemer upishtim, right, is next to shatnez, implying that you need to have tzemer upishtim, tzemer upishtim, upishtim tzemer, even if you're making, wool tzitzis on a linen beged, or a linen tzitzis, or a wool beged, so then you need to have tcheles all over the place. Okay, fine. So that's, again, that's what we see that, again, and therefore, the mitzvah of tzitzis will override the iser of shatnez. Gemara says, okay, that teaches me asid ochalosa say by regular iser, right? That tzitzis overrides shatnez, but that's tenach latana de Rabbi Shmuel, right? That's only according to Rabbi Shmuel, because as we said, the whole reason he learns that semer upishtim is extra is because he assumes that the word beged means semer upishtim. So you have those three words together. So we know that every beged is tzemer upishtim, so when it says tzemer upishtim, so that is extra. But the Rabbanan don't hold like that. So the Rabbanan mean others. So where the Rabbanan learn that asid ochalosa say? So this is going to take us a bit. And we're bringing a bunch of different possibilities over here. The first attempt is nafkalei merosho, from his head. Now, what is that? So that is a pasuk by a metzora. The din is that a metzora has to shave his entire body, twice actually. But obviously, as you probably are familiar, shaving is not necessarily mutter. Right? Again, for a person who's not allowed to shave his peyos, obviously, and his beard. So the pasuk says, rosho, that is to shave his head. I mean, why does the pasuk say that? Because the Torah says elsewhere, right, you can't cut your peyos, right? You might have thought that a metzora also where it doesn't shave the payas. So therefore, Tamalom or Osho, therefore, Torah says, shaves his entire head, including the payas, and that's how we see an asay is dochel ozo say. There's an isser not to shave your payas. There's a mitzvah for a mitzvah, a part of the purification process, to shave his whole body, including his head. Right again, that this Tana is holding that when you're talking about it, again, that's talking about the entire, that the isser of shaving your whole head, right? That's all of that, right? Again, you might have thought without that pasuk, you might have thought that he should leave right the payas. So it's amalomar. Therefore, again, the isser is to shave the entire head, and therefore the mitzvah of the mitzora right overrides the isser to shave your payas. So the Gemara says, "Vikel meifach." Problem is that, again, we're trying to use one case and learn it elsewhere, right? Whenever we do this, we're trying to learn a halacha from one realm of halacha to everywhere else, right? Everything else has to be analogous. That has to be the same, has to be similar. So if there's something different about the area of halacha we're trying to learn from, that's not going to teach us to other places. So the Gemara says, Ikar l'mifrach, the difference between mitzora and shaving your payas on the one hand, and all the other isurim is malav da'akafa shekein lav she'in shalom v'kol. Right, that doesn't apply to everybody. We need an isser that applies to everybody. Obviously, women right don't have this isser. Right, that doesn't have this isser. And that you need an isser that's shaykh to everybody. Ella asya mizakano. Rather, it's written that we have the same type of pasuk. Right, a pasuk says that a mitzora shaves his beard. Right, that is also written by a mitzora. The Tanya is learned the Brisa. Now, obviously, the moment you hear this, I would imagine you're thinking, well, women don't have beards either. So, yes, you're correct, and we'll get to that in a second. But we see that the Mitzvah has to shave his head, and it also has to shave his beard. The Tanya is learned in the Brisa. Zekano Matamalomar, what does it teach me when it says he has to shave his beard? Right, we know he has to shave his whole body. So the Vishnah, because the pasuk says, "Upasik haram lo yigalechu." That's a pasuk actually by Kohanim, but there's a different pasuk by Yisraelim, but that's a pasuk by Kohanim. The Kohanim cannot shave their beard. Again, with a razor. So Shmeani af Kohen Mitzora Kain. You might have thought that a Mitzora, who's a Kohen, also is not allowed to shave his beard, even though he's supposed to shave his whole body. Therefore, Tamalom is a Kano. Therefore, Pazik says he has to shave his beard. Isn't that also only applicable to men? So the Gemara says, yeah. But you don't need it to teach me that. Meaning that teaches me ase dochalos ase, that the mitzvah of shaving a mitzvah's whole body overrides the isser to shave your beard. Isn't that only by men? So Gemara says, yeah, you don't need it to teach me the halacha by halachos that are only shayach to men or to only certain groups of people, because you already had the pasuk of Rosho. You already had that pasuk to teach me that anytime you're faced with an isser that's shayach to a group of people, like men, right, you're not allowed to shave your whole head and payas, etc. But the mitzvah comes and overrides that we learned that already. So therefore, Taneo Inyan Lalav Shashav Bakol. So therefore, we can use it to teach me that also applies right to an Isser that is applicable to everybody. So Gemara says, okay, but Vakati Itzrich Sakadai Ducham. We still unfortunately need that pasuk of Zikano to teach me something else. The Sakadai Duchamina Shiny Kohanim. Right, because you might have thought that pasuk again, that a Kohen is not allowed to shave his beard. Maybe that's different by Kohanim. And hold the ribu by my cousin Mitzvah Yiseros. I feel lav she'in shava b'kol dachi. Kama shalad dachi. You might have thought that since the Torah right gave Kohanim extra mitzvahs, right? Kohanim have extra kedusha. So even a scenario, right? Even a lav she'in shava b'kol lo dachi. Apparently, right? Maybe even Kohanim. You might have had a havamina that for Kohanim that Isra that's not shayach to everybody should not be docha. Therefore, it taught us that ase dochalosa say applies to Kohanim. But it doesn't necessarily teach me that it applies elsewhere. Meaning, we wanted to use this extra pasuk to teach me that we say ase dochalos asay by alav she'eno shava bakol. That's a lot of Hebrew words. I realize that, but we wanted to try and learn that we say that a mitzah overrides an iser by halacha that applies to everybody. But maybe we needed to teach me that an ase dochalos asay here, because you might have had a havamina, you might have thought that even by a Kohen, that not even by a Kohen, you might have thought that by a Kohen who is special mitzvos, a special Kedusha, we don't say Aseh Dochalos Aseh. Therefore, we need to tell me that we do say Aseh Dochalos Aseh. So Ella, so rather, Gemara says, you're right. Aseh Merosho Dehaftana. Therefore, it's a different Rosho. Right, a different way the Tana learns, he learns a little bit different than Tanya, because we learned the Brisa. But Rosho, Ma Tama Lomar, what does it teach me? Then Matur has to shave. Right, so he learns a little differently. Shilafi Shinemar, Taralo Savoral Rosho, Shomeani, Af Mitzorah, and Nozer came. Now, he learns it from Mitzorah and the Nozer. Again, Taralo Yavoral Rosho, that's a pasuk by a Nozer. Right? And let's say a Nozer gets Saras. So you might have thought that a Nozer doesn't shave. Not a Kohen, but a Nozer doesn't shave. Right? It's a Talmud Lomar, the Rosho. Therefore, the pasuk says that a Mitzorah, right, that is also a Nozer, all will shave his head, even though the Nazir has an Isser not to shave. And therefore we extend it elsewhere. But the problem with that is that Nazir is different. The Isser for a Nazir to shave is different than other Isurim, because a Nazir can get out of that. He can be Sha'ila, he can go over to a Rav and say, you know what, I regret my whole Nazirus vow. I take it back, I didn't really want it. And that's all. You can't get out of other Isurim. You can't ask a rabbi to get you out of the Isur of, I don't know, shaving your sideburns or you know, putting on shatnez or whatever. Right? But a Nazir, he can get out of. So, Gedilo Temahachi, I mean, and that shows me that the Isur of Nazir, shaving his head, is weaker and therefore not applicable to everywhere else. Because if you wouldn't say that the Nazir's Isur to shave his head is weaker, right, the Kaim Malan, because we learn that in Asidochalosa Seviase, with the concept of Gemara assumes. We know within by Shabbos and elsewhere that a mitzvah asay is going to override an isser. But if the isser also has a mitzvah asay, also has a positive commandment, for example, Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is a mitzvah asay of Shabbos, of resting. And then there's an isser, right? Not to do malacha. That Shabbos is an asay and a los asay. So if you have a mitzvah asay, a regular mitzvah, right, that's not going to override Shabbos. Now, the other cases that do override Shabbos, that's Uyukasha, that's already, you have to figure out why that is. But we're not just going to say that a regular Isser overrides it. Again, a Nazir also, right? The Pasuk says, Sar lo savoral rosho, lo yavoral rosho, he can't shave, right? Kadoshia gadel peres ar rosho. And the Pasuk also says he has to grow his hair. So Nazir is also an Asay and a los Asay. So again, you're saying that usually we say in Asay doch los Asay vi Asay, so ligmar mi Nazir. Why don't we learn from a Nazir that Asay is doch los Asay vi Asay? Because we see that a Nazir Mitzora has to shave. Ella, rather, mi Nazir, my time will go minan. So why don't we learn from Mitzora that the fact that a Nazir Mitzora has to shave his body, that Ase Dochalos Ase V'Ase. Because since Nazir is a dual Isser, is an Isser and an Ase, has two aspects to it, and we see that he does have to shave for the Alka of Mitzora. So we see that Ase is Dochalos Ase V'Ase. So it must be, right? Why don't we learn from there? We could say Shekhen Yeshno B'Sheila. It must be that Nazir is weaker because you can get out of being a Nazir. Zachanami here too. We're also not going to learn the concept of Asi Dochalos Asay because a Nazir is able to override, he's able to get out of it. So Ella's Olam, really, the Gemara says, really, Mikra Kama. Really, we're going back to Mikra Kama, the first Pasuk. What's the first Pasuk? So as Rashi says, Dikilai Mitzitzis. Wait, we're going back to what we said by tzitzis. Again, the fact that tzitzis is next to shatnez, right? Again, in terms of pishtim yachtov, gedilim tasalacha, tasalach, in terms of pishtim yachtov. No, those are not the same sukkim. Yeah, okay, yeah, sorry. Lo silba shatnez, tzemer pishtim yachtov, and then gedilim tasalacha. I'll arba confos kzizava. Okay. Anyway, we're going back to tzitzis and shatnez. Now, what did we say before? We said that the chachamim don't hold that semer pishtim is extra, right? Because the chachamim don't hold that beged implies semer pishtim. So, how do you learn it from tzitzis and shatnez? To say we learn it from different words. Imkain lemakra tzitzis tasalacha. Right, the pasuk should have said, "Make for yourselves tzitzis." Right? We use that word elsewhere. So, gedilim tasalacha lamali? Why does it say gedilim, which is I don't know, whatever gedilim tzitzis? So shmami na lefnuye. Apparently, we see that that's the extra word that can teach us. We can learn this halacha of Aseh Dochalos Aseh. This Gemara says, Hai L'shiru the Aseh. But one second, the word Gedilin teaches me how many strings you need to have for Tzitzis. Because Gedil is a twisted string. So you need to twist or to twine things something together, you need two. So therefore, Shnai, that's two. Right? And Gedilim, right? Two times two, that's Arba, that's four. So Aseh Gedil Upotzlayu Mitocho. You're going to make a twisted thing and let it hang from it, meaning you need to have four strings there. Meaning, so therefore the pasuk should have said lo shilba shatnes. Therefore, if all you wanted to teach me was the number of strings, all you needed to say was lo shilba shatnes. Don't wear shatnes. Therefore, you're right. Let's take a step back. Gemara says, forget the word gedilim. That's not what we're using. Really, we're using the word yachtov, right? Because the pasuk could have said, lo sil bashanes, tzemru pishtim. Right? Don't wear shanes. It's wool and linen. Yachtov, what does it mean together? So, lamali, shmami na lefnu. Apparently, that teaches me, right, that this whole thing is available, right? It's extra, and then you can darshan it out. I have a kavitim in Bayle, the took a shtet kifos. Chibur, it's kifa achas, eno chibur. But one second, the pasuk of yachtav teaches me basically that you have to tie it together for it to be aser. And if you make two stitches, or one stitch and two something or others, I'm not sure exactly what you call different parts of stitching, but but if basically what this means is that it has to be actually stitched together. You can't, if you put it one on top of the other, or you do one kind of lace or whatever, that's not going to be, it's not together, that's not going to be the Sir Shatnez. So the Gemara says, yeah, okay, but in Kain Lachtov Rachmana, because of Lachtov Rachmana, lo sil bas chemu pishtim yachtov, Shatnez lamali, so why does the puzzle call it Shatnez? Right? If you tell me that you wanted to, all you wanted to do was to teach me that you can't connect the two, you should say, don't wear it together. What's Shatnez? What's this word of Shatnez? So Shmamina Lefni, apparently Shatnez now is the word that we're using to teach me that Asidokalosa say comes from Tzitzis versus shatnez. The Gemara says v'katmin ba'ilei, but we need that word shatnez to teach me achie shua tavi v'nos. That shatnez teaches me that when we're talking about clothing that is usher from shatnez, needs to be smooth, spun, and woven. Right? We learned those halachas. It's not if you're using like raw materials that are not. It's only if you're using like wool and linen that's been processed, basically. So that stuff has to be smooth, spun and woven. That's why they have to wear shatnez. So Gemara says, you're right, Ella, rather, really, cool up me shatnez nafka. So really, the Gemara says, in a chanami, really, we learn it all from shatnez. Now, what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, where is that Rashi? Right. Basically, right across. Kula mishanef nafka. Dilef nuye lechud nichtov lo sil bas kilayim. Because why is it the Torah says? The Gemara says, doesn't it say the word "don't wear kilayim"? Right. If it's teaching me the word shatnez teaches me two things. First of all, that it has to be shua tavi v'nos. That has to be smooth spun and woven. Meaning processed, and also teaches me from the fact that the Mishnah, that the pasuk didn't say kilayim, right? Instead it says don't wear shatnez, because again, kilayim is referring to several things. Right? Kilayim can refer to planting two things together, or it can refer to, as we know, kilayim, shatnez is two different types of items in clothing. From the fact that it used shatnez, that teaches me that requirement of spun, spun, and woven, this is available now to teach me Asi Dochalos Asi from Tzitzis Tishanes. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So Ashkechon to Asi Asi V'Dachilos Asi Greda. Now that teaches me that a regular Isser, right, when you're dealing with a regular Isser of Shanes, right, one of the regular Isurim, so we'll say Asi Dochalos Asi. But Los Asi Sheyesh Bo Kares Hecha Ashkechon to Dachi. How in the world does that teach me? That doesn't teach me about an Isser that is serious. Right? If you're talking about the mitzvah uprooting an Isser that you would get kares for violating, how do you know that Asidokalosa say that the mitzvahs asay will uproot the Isser? That's a serious Isser. You get kares for that. Ditzrichala, the Misra, again, because the whole that you need the pasuk of Aleha to tell me that it is Usser. Okay, again, as we said, the starting point for this discussion was the pasuk had told us then aleha, that Yibum does not allow you to marry one of these arayos listed in the Mishnah. Well, why do you need a pasuk to teach me that? Why isn't it obvious? Right? Why would Yibum be more important than the Isser of, I don't know, marrying your daughter or marrying your wife's sister or whatever it is? So apparently we assume that that's true. Meaning that was be the default that we say asi dochalos asay by an iser that is chayiv kares. So where do you see that from? So v'chitema neilef mimila. We're not going to answer this today. We're going to go, it goes on to tomorrow. But v'chitema neilef mimila. Maybe we should learn it out from mitzvah of mila. Now Rashi points out mitzvah that mila is docha shabbos. So Kama says mala mila shekain nichrusu alav shloshes and grisos. But mila, right, has 13 brisim, right? Mila, it says the word bris 13 times by mila, right? It's more kadosh, it's more special than other mitzvos asay. So be Pesach, if you learn from Pesach, which is right, I mean that you can is docha shabbos. So mala Pesach shekain kares. Shekain Kares. Again, missing the Korban Pesach was also the mitzvah asay of doing the Korban Pesach. If someone fails to do the mitzvah asay, right, so then a person gets Kares for missing out the Korban Pesach. So that's an extra special asay. That's an extra special mitzvah. Right? So you can't teach me about other mitzvahs that have nothing to do with Kares. Right? The mitzvah of Yibum, if a person fails to do Yibum, he doesn't get Kares. Right? If a person fails to bring Korban Pesach, he gets Kares. So maybe that asay is stronger. Mitamid, well, if you're learning that from the Korban Tamid, Malatamid again Tadir. Well, the Korban Tamid applies every single day. So that can't teach me to other mitzvahs that come up once in a while. Okay, so the Gemara says Mechado lo Asya, so we can't learn from any one of those three cases, Tesi Mitarti. Maybe we should learn it by two of them. Again, by these three cases, we see that Asi Dochalosa say that the mitzvah of Mila overrides Shabbos, the Korban Pesach overrides Shabbos, the Korban Tamid overrides Shabbos. So Gemara says, maybe we can't learn from both one of them, but maybe two of them. So Gemara says, Mai Tesi, which two? Right? Mila Pesach, if you learn it out from the fact that Mila and Pesach overrides Shabbos, so Shekin Kares mi Pesach Shekin Kares. I mean, both of those, the problem is that for failing to perform both of those mitzvahs, you get kares. I mean, those mitzvahs are much more serious than a regular mitzvah, say, to do Yibum. The Pesach and Talmud, if you take it from Pesach and Talmud, Shekein Tzorech Kavoa. Well, those are both for Korbanos, for Kosh Baruch Hu, right? For Avodah Misamitosh. That's more serious than a regular mitzvah. Mimilu Talmud, if you learn it from Mila and Talmud, so Shekein Yesh Nelefne Dibur, both of those applied right before our Sinai. Right, but again, those mitzvahs, again, you find that those mitzvahs were before Har Sinai. You find Mila, obviously, by Avram. And the Tamid, right, how do you know that was brought before, how do you know the Korban Tamid was brought before Maimed Har Sinai? So that's already, goes back to, if you remember, from the Gemara of Chagiga, Valib Demanda Amar, and Ola Shekribu Yisrael, but Mibar Ola's Tamid Amar, right? We had a machlokas, whether the Ola that the Bnei Yisrael brought, right, at Maimed Har Sinai was either the Korban Tamid, or an Olas Re'iyah. So that's already, that's that. According to that one who says that the Korban Tamid, right, was brought before Maimon Har Sinai. So those mitzvahs are also unique and special. You can't learn from there. So Lomikulo, and if you learn from all three of them, all three of those were actually commanded before Maimon Har Sinai. Korban Pesach also, but Israel got that commandment while they're in Mitzrayim. So Elos, rather, Itzriach, so really, no. So why do you need, therefore, we're back to the original question, why do you need the Pasuk of Aleha to teach me that Yibum doesn't override the Isser of, right, of these Arayos? Why would you have thought that it does? You might have thought, that you should learn it from Kibud Avaim, that you say, Asi Dochalosa, by a serious Isser, from the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. Because we're right? So, Yachol Yehei Kibud Avaim Docha Shabbos. You might have thought the mitzvah of the Kibud Avaim is Docha Shabbos. If one of your parents say, bring me, you know, cook me a meal on Shabbos, that you should have to violate Shabbos to fulfill mitzvah Kibud Avaim. Tamalomor, therefore, the Pasuk says, Ishimo ve'vivti ro'o v'shabsu z'atishmaru. Person's got to fear their mother and father and keep my Shabbos. So kulchem chayav b'chvodi, meaning everybody's got to feel, got to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My love, the amar le'shchot li basha li, because what does it mean to tell me? It means to tell me if the parents say, right, cook for me that on Shabbos, that you should not violate Shabbos. V'taymet because of Rachmana, the only reason you shouldn't violate Shabbos is because the Torah said, right, has those two things back to back, Ishimo Bevitiro, Shabbos Tishmoru, Kibud Avaim and Shabbos, right, and it teaches me, it's Shabbos Tishmoru, Halav HaChidachi. If you didn't have that pasuk, right, maybe you might have assumed that ase dochalos ase, that the regular normal mitzvahs ase of kibud avim would override the iser mitzvahs ase, the iser of violating Shabbos, which would get kares if you did. Okay, again, now the Gemara is going to reject this, but we'll do that tomorrow. Mitzvah Shabbos. Have a great day and night, depending on where you're listening to this.